we have two scriptures. Our first scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 through 13. Hear now these words. These are from Jesus. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. Then our second reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Hear now these words. And how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So friends, as I mentioned, we are starting our new sermon series, stewardship series, called Committed to Christ, Six Steps to a Generous Life. Christ calls all of us to grow closer to him and desires a deep relationship with us. But it can be easy to get overwhelmed with the rest of life and forget about our life with Christ, our journey with Christ. Friends, have you ever sung in a choir, maybe in church or in school? Well, I grew up in a church that had a youth choir. It met right before youth group on Sunday nights. And I had a friend, Ashley, who is a very good singer. Even at middle school age, she was kind of a professional. She had been to Disney World to sing and in other professional capacities. And I liked to sing next to Ashley because I was not trained musically. While I played piano, I can read the piano notes. I cannot read the notes for the vocals. But I enjoy singing. So I found that when I sang next to Ashley, my goodness, my voice sounded really great. Recently, I was with our own Bobby Wilcox, who used to lead our choir. And I happened to be sitting next to her first service. And friends, I could sing during that service because Bobby can sing, right? Bobby brings with her a confidence and a knowing and her training. And that confidence inspires others, inspires me to be a better singer when I am around Bobby. Well, church is just like being a part of a choir. Though we do not all excel in different parts of our walk with Jesus, like in Bible reading, prayer, worship, witnessing, financial giving, and service, we participate in the life of the church with others for whom this is a gift. This is an area in which they do well. Hearing others pray beautiful and simple prayers inspires me to do the same. Being around others who could easily quote scripture inspired me several years ago to read the Bible every day for several years. In fact, recently a friend told me, "You really inspire me, your ability to quote scripture so easily." So now I get to be one who helps inspire others because someone inspired me to know the scriptures even deeper. Worshiping around someone who fully immerses themselves in the worship experience is contagious, is it not? We feel their joy and it inspires us to worship more deeply. Some of you are great at witnessing to your faith, of telling others about your walk with Christ, inspiring us to be more courageous. In the last few years, I've met someone who reversed tithes. I had to ask what this means. So it means she lives off of 10% of her income and gives away 90% of her income. And friends, she is the most joyous person I have ever met. She inspires me to be more generous with financial giving. And every Wednesday, I am inspired by so many of you, so many of our volunteers with your faithful service, who are at this church for hours and hours, willingly give of your time and willingly do dirty tasks that most of us do not enjoy doing. Like we have someone who jumps into the dumpster, I feel like every week, because we have so much cardboard and cardboard takes up a lot of space. I did tell this person that I was going to use him or her. Others who clean the floors and tables and wipe down the previously meat-filled coolers. And friends, when we have seafood, it is a joyous day. But let me tell you, those coolers, they don't smell great. But yet we have volunteers who are willing to get down on their knees and wipe out that cooler with bleach so it doesn't smell like seafood the next week. Friends, you all inspire me and one another. As just like standing beside Bobby helps me to sing better, being in a church community with each of you inspires all of us in our commitment to Christ. So friends, throughout this sermon series, we are invited to take one small step in each of these areas. And today we're looking at Bible reading and prayer. So looking at prayer, sometimes we overcomplicate things, do we not? Or we think, well, I'm just not that good at praying, so I'll let others do it. Well, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells the crowd that is gathered for his Sermon on the Mount, "Do not be like the hypocrites, who stand up and pray in houses of worship and on street corners so that everyone may hear them. Instead, when you pray, go to your room and pray to your Father who is unseen. And when you pray, don't use a lot of meaningless words. Your prayers don't have to be long." Thank goodness, right? Jesus knew our excuses before we did. We don't have to overcomplicate prayer. Our prayers should always be about God hearing and not being seen by others when we pray. We don't have to use fancy words or meaningless words, as one translation says. And the prayers don't have to be long, just from the heart. Bishop Youngjin Cho, who was our bishop here in Virginia for a few years, was the bishop who commissioned and ordained me. And he asked all clergy and laity during his time as our bishop to pray for 1 hour a day. He asked all clergy and laity to do this. What a beautiful commitment. And I have to admit, friends, it overwhelmed me. An hour a day is beautiful. That is just beautiful. But unless you incorporate it in other things, that felt overwhelming. It was attainable for some. Some signed that commitment and did it. And for many of us, we tried to take smaller steps because that's what we could do. Maybe it means pairing prayer with something else that you already do. Maybe you pray as you sit in traffic on 264 or at red lights or when someone cuts you off, right? A nice prayer, by the way. Prayers can be simple, lifting up the people who are on your mind. Maybe you pray as you shower. Commit that time to God. I confess I don't love doing dishes, but I love when they're over. So praying while I'm doing dishes is a way to get through that task that I don't enjoy quite as much as other things. Maybe you need to set an alarm to remind you to pray. Some of you have alarms set for 4:09 every day and pray our breakthrough prayer, the vision that God has given us for this church. It's a simple prayer that we pray to God. However you decide to take a step in your prayer life, make it a holy time, a place where you give that time over to God, even if it's just 1 minute every day. Seek to be fully present with God for that minute. Richard Foster, in his book on prayer, says this: "God receives us just as we are and accepts our prayers just as they are. In the same way a small child cannot draw a bad picture, so a child of God cannot offer a bad prayer. Simple prayer, like children before a loving father. We open our hearts and we make our requests. We don't have to sort out things, the good form from the bad. We simply and unpretentiously share our concerns and make our petitions. We tell God, for example, how frustrated we are with the coworker in the office or the neighbor down the street. We ask for food, favorable weather, and good health. Simple prayer involves ordinary people bringing ordinary concerns to a loving and compassionate Father. And there's no pretense in simple prayer. We do not pretend to be more holy, more pure, or more saintly than we actually are. We do not try to conceal our conflict and contradictory motives from God or ourselves. And in this posture, we pour out our heart to God, who is greater than our heart and who knows all things." Thank goodness for Richard Foster and his wise words. Maybe you look at the simple prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, what we call the Lord's Prayer. It's 67 words long, and 50 of those words are one-syllable words. These are powerful words, but not complicated. Perhaps a good next step for you is to commit to praying the Lord's Prayer every day, the simple memorized prayer with powerful words. Now, reading the Bible is another important commitment as we seek to daily grow closer to God. Bob Crossman used the book that we're reading for this study, and he tells the story of Eric Weinemeyer. Now, Eric is a world-class athlete. Let me read to you what he's known for. He's an acrobatic skydiver, a long-distance biker, a marathon runner, a skier, a mountaineer, an ice climber, and a rock climber. And he's especially good at mountain climbing. He's climbed each of the seven summits or the seven highest peaks on each continent. Now, there's something different about Eric than you or I. You see, Eric is blind. He has a degenerative eye disease that left him totally blind by the age of 13. So how does he do it? I don't do this, and I'm not blind. I don't want to climb all these mountains. But he wants to, and he's able to do it. He would tell you he has learned to listen well. You see, Eric climbs with others. His climbing partners, they attach a bell to the person in front of him, so he is listening to the bell of the climber in front of him. His climbing partners also yell out instructions to him, like, drop off 2 feet to the right. And he listens when he's ice climbing. He listens to the sound of his pick jabbing the ice, which tells him if his next step will be secure or if he needs to find a better next step. For Eric, being a good listener is literally a matter of life or death. As Christians, we need to be listening to the Word of God found in Scripture as if our life depends on it. Our text from 2 Timothy reminds us of the importance of Scripture. It's Scripture that instructs us of the salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. It's Scripture that is inspired by God. It is Scripture that is helpful for rebuking, for correction, for training in righteousness, and for equipping all of us in good works in God. And it's Scripture that helps reveal to us God's loving nature. A God who loves us so much sent Jesus Christ into the world. It teaches us about God's nature and also the teachings of Christ. And Scripture is also filled with mysteries. Like the first two chapters of Genesis give us two different accounts of creation. It's Scripture that is inspired by God, and it's Scripture that's useful as we grow closer to God. So how can you take a next faithful step in reading the Bible? If you currently read the Bible daily, maybe you join a Bible study so you can hear others' opinions as well. If you don't read the Bible yet daily, maybe you start small. Maybe you download an app. I'm all about the free apps. So I recently found a free app called Lectio 365. It has a different devotion for every day, hence the 365. It offers a short Bible reading. You can read it or it can read it to you, which is also nice. And it offers a short reflection. You read the scripture twice. If you're feeling brave, you can think about committing today to reading the Bible for an entire year or however long it takes. When I was in middle school, our youth director, I think it was at the end of the year, so December something, had Bibles. And at the back of each Bible was a place for you to make a commitment to read the Bible in a year that year. Well, I was excited. I love Bibles. I guess God knew my path before I did. And so I took a Bible and I signed it. And to my own surprise, I did it. Now, I must tell you, especially like around Leviticus, it was just words on a page for me. But I did it. But I remember like reading the Genesis story around Noah. You know, these stories I'd been told as a kid were totally different and new. While we know about the 40 days and 40 nights of rain, it blew my mind that they were on that boat so much longer. I mean, 40 days and 40 nights is already a long time. But to read for myself and discover for myself was wonderful. Well, friends, I found Bibles in the church that don't have names in them to give away. So beside the golden bowl, there are Bibles. So if you have a Bible but you're not in love with the Bible, take one. If you know somebody in your life who wants a Bible, take it. I have so many more, I forgot to grab more. So please, I would love for me to put out new Bibles next week. So take a Bible. Again, it might be the type of Bible that might inspire you to read more about the Bible. So how can we grow closer to God? Maybe you join our 9 a.m. Bible study class. We have a wonderful Sunday school class. They always come out with great smiles on their faces. Curtis helps lead that, and he would love to have you come on a Sunday morning. Yes, and we even have Panera for you before, so if you don't even have to eat breakfast before you come. So again, what is a good next step for you as you get to know God's word even more? I encourage us all to find ways to commit to our prayer times and our Bible reading with God this month. So in thinking about prayer, how can you make more space for God? Maybe you can pray in your car, or maybe set a reminder, a timer, to remind yourself to pray. Perhaps that next step is praying the Lord's Prayer every day. What are ways that you can commit to intentionally praying this month? And again, we have wonderful resources right here. I just learned that Vivian is a prayer warrior, and she would love to inspire you to pray more. And then we have others in our congregation as well. Maybe you want to pray the Psalms. A double bonus, if you pray the Psalms, you're also reading the Bible. Just a little hint there. The Psalms are a great way to start, and you see the rawness. There are Psalms of lament, there are Psalms of joy, there are Psalms that make you want to cry as you read them. How can you be in God's Word in a deeper way? Again, you're welcome to join our 9 a.m. Sunday school class or one of our other Bible studies as you grow deeper in your relationship with God. Well, friends, I'm excited to invite up Mike, who is going to share. Mike is a person who inspires me in his prayer life, so I asked him to share a little bit. Oh, great, you already have your own. So thank you, Mike.
All right, speaking in front of people is hard. Singing is fine. Stephanie asked me to speak my prayer life, and it's been a struggle for me lately with my ear. It's just a constant ringing in my head and a distraction. And by her asking me, it's kind of reaffirming that I need to do this more. Mm-hmm. But years ago, I was angry at God, and I was actually yelling at him. And he told me to literally shut up. Mm-hmm. It was an audible voice I heard on the beach. I was by myself. And he said, prepare yourself for me, and in time, I'll prepare someone for you. And when I started listening to his voice, that's when my life started changing. And it wasn't that I was just to be praying for people or praying for myself or praying for my family. It was to be in a constant state of prayer. So it's not if somebody asks you to pray or you're led to pray for somebody that you just add it to your list and you take care of it later. No, you stop down and you do it. You're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for that person. You're doing it for God, for his witness to that person. Every morning I go to work. When I drive to work, I purposely do not turn on the radio. I spend the entire time in prayer for myself, for my wife, for my family. And I notice that when I do that, my day is a lot better. Mm-hmm. When I don't do that, things just snowball, and it gets out of hand, and then I have the reminder, hey, you didn't do this morning. So when I say I'm praying for you, I mean it, because like I said, I was instructed by him, and I take that very seriously. So if you ever need prayer, I'm here for you, and I'm sure there's others here that are here for you, but I just can't encourage you enough to jump into your prayer life full force. The rewards are beyond your belief. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mike. And Mike, yes. And I promise you, Mike is serious when he says he will pray for you and wants to pray for you. So take him up on that. Thank you so much for inspiring us, Mike. Friends, as we move to our prayer time in just a moment, we will pray together our breakthrough prayer. This is what we believe God's vision is for us right here at 409 First Colonial Road. Then I will pray a prayer for us, and we'll end our prayer time with the Lord's Prayer. So I have a fun breakthrough for us today. So We have been struggling some with getting enough volunteers for various weeks for distribution for Fresh Food Wednesday. And some weeks, Ann and I are a little more stressed than usual, and this happened to be a higher stress week. And so I was in the office on Tuesday, and I don't always pick up the phone, especially if it's a number that looks way out of character. The phone rings a lot around here. But today, that day, I was inspired to not just let it go to the voicemail. I was at a spot where I could answer it. And so I was talking to this woman, and she said, I've got some Marines who need to volunteer. And I was like, well, can you come tomorrow? And she said, yes. And so I immediately got her information and hung up with her and then immediately called Ann and said, Ann, you can stop worrying. God has got this week covered. So God breaks through at any time and makes sure, and also is reminding me constantly, don't worry, this is my ministry, not yours. So will you join with me in praying together our breakthrough prayer? God, help us to gather with you to feed the body, mind, and spirit while being Christ's hands and feet. Help us to love and serve our local community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, we give you thanks that you continue to break through all the time. You have given this call to love and serve our local community right here. And God, when we think we don't have enough people, you remind us that it's yours. And you provide. So God, continue to help providing. Just this week, we fed just shy of 1,800 people, our biggest week yet. God, we know that our community has more need than we are able to physically do, and yet, God, you are calling others all throughout our city to respond to this need. And God, we also know that we are a Band-Aid. We pray for a day in which Fresh Food Wednesday can close because everybody has enough food. So God, help us to get to that day when your kingdom is fully here and all is fully restored. God, we lift up so much to you today. We lift up Afghanistan as they experienced an earthquake over the weekend. And we especially lift up Israel and Palestine and the Gaza Strip as it seems they are in war with one another. God, pour out your peace all over your world. Oh, goodness, God. We also lift up the school in Baltimore that experienced a shooting and left 5 wounded. We lift up students who are scared to go to schools and universities. God, help us. This is not the world that you intended when you created. Help us to work for a world where there's just your pure peace, no more violence, no more fear when anyone goes to work or to school or even to a mall or even drives on the interstate. God, make a way. And God, we ask for you to pour out your Holy Spirit as we seek to deepen our prayer life, as we seek to come to you first with things, with our joys, with our concerns. As people ask us to pray for them, God, inspire us to pray for them right then. And to continue to hold them in our mind. And God, help us as we read your Bible more. Help us to take a small step, whether it's to read one book of the Bible before the end of the year. You can even start with a really small one. God, we know that you are a God who loves our effort. And so if it's too much to try to read the whole Bible in a year, what's a small step, God, that we can take? And help us to find others who can walk beside us, who can inspire us like Mike inspires us in prayer. God, help us. This is a community that wants to be there to support one another. Help us to lean on one another. And now we boldly pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.